Hi Mara, it's John. How are you doing? Okay, so I'm gonna do a few things and let's see what you understand or what you don't. I'll try to speak slowly so you can understand. So first of all, I'll get right into it. I want to speak about singular and plural nouns, okay? So obviously a person, a place, a thing, our idea. So you've got bottle. Bottles is the plural. Cup, cups. Pencil, pencils. Desk, desks. Stickers, stickers. Window, windows. Obviously, it's easy. But then there's the one. This is a little bit more difficult. And this will be ch sounds, the X sounds, the S sounds. So this is not with the S on the end, with the ES. So you've got box, boxes with ES, watch, watches, moss, mosses, bus, buses. That's with the ES. Now you have the nouns. This is a little bit more difficult. So you have the nouns ending with an F or an FE, and it changes to a V or ES. I'll give you an example. So you have a wolf, WOLF, wolf. Now, a plural of wolf is wolves, WOLVES. Wife, WIFE, is wives, VES. Leaf, LEAF, is leaves, VES. And life is lives. And then there's the nouns that have a different plural forms, completely different to the word. In some situations, but if you take, for example, you take child, it's children. Woman is women, man is men, mouse is mice, and goose is geese. Now, so you have the vowels, the word with the nouns with the vowels ending, the Y or O are different. So baby, plural is babies, toys, toys, kidneys, kidneys, potato, potatoes, memo, memos. But some have the E on the end, some don't. Now this is a good one. A few nouns have the same singular and plural form. So sheep, singular and plural is the same. Sheep, sheep. Deer, deer, they're the same. Series, series, like a TV series, is the same. Species, species is the same. So that's kind of the singular and plural nouns. I mean, that's quite basic. I'm just seeing if you know. Now, so you have nouns that you can count, okay? Such as, I'm going to say a list: pen, computer, bottle, spoon, desk, cup, television, chair, shoe, finger, flower, camera, stick, balloon, book, table, comb, etc., etc. Now, you can, all of those words, all you have to do is put an S to make them plural. So pens, computers, bottles, spoons, desks, cups, televisions, chairs, shoes, fingers, flowers, cameras, sticks, balloons, books, tables, combs, etc., etc. Now, you can make those more than two, rather. So a few pens, a few computers, many bottles, some spoons, every desk, each cup, these televisions, the number of chairs, a few shoes, a few fingers, many flowers, some cameras, every stick, each balloon, these books, the number of tables, many combs, etc., etc. So that is kind of, it's not that basic because some it's there's different rules. Some would just have an S on the end, some are ES, and some of the words change completely. So you've got the non-count nouns, which you can't put an S on the end. It doesn't work. Water, there's no waters, wood, there's no woods. Ice, ices, air, oxygen, English, Spanish, traffic, furniture, milk, wine, sugar, rice, meat, flour, soccer, sunshine. All of those words, and there's more, a lot more, you cannot put the S on the end. It just makes no sense. But a lot of people from other countries do that don't speak English. People say oxygens, or let's can I have some waters? No, if you want some water, you want two water, you say, can I have two bottles of water? Can I have 2 pints of milk? It's not waters or milks, it just makes no sense. So there's rules. There's different rules for different nouns. So here's some expressions with some of those words, with some of those I just mentioned, where you cannot put an S on them. So we ate some rice and milk. So, somebody's no rices or milks, it's rice and milk. I hope to see some sunshine today. Some, but it's not sunshines, it's the singular. But it's meant plurally, but there's no S. This meat is good, not meat. She does not speak much Spanish, just not Spanishes. Do you see any traffic on the road? Not traffics. And the wine is very old. So that's now, if you look at possessive nouns, now a possessive noun are usually formed by adding an apostrophe. Okay, so example, I'll say John's book, Marvin's car, or Frank's mirror. Now, all those. Our grandma's mirror, mum's mirror, our father's mirror, all those are apostrophe after the last, well, the last letter of the person's name, be an S on it because it's plural. It belongs to them, it belongs to them. But see, when the noun is plural, okay, so it can be obviously more than one, then the apostrophe goes over the last word, over the last letter. So say, example, you've got Marv's book. Now, the apostrophe is after A, and then there is the S. But if it's the kids, for example, the kids' toys, the apostrophe goes out after S. My parents' house, which is obviously more than one, it goes after S. And the teacher's lounge, more than one teacher, goes after S. So the plural, like John's, Maura's, or grandma's, or father's, then obviously it goes after the final letter, then you put the S on the end. But when it's plural, it goes after the S, after kids, parents, teachers. Now, if two people own one thing, the apostrophe, an S, go to the second person only. I'll give you some examples because it sounds quite confusing. So John and Maura's new house. Now the apostrophe is going to go after, not for John because there's no, it goes so at the end of Maura's, so there's an apostrophe at A and then there's an S on the end of Maura. The second example, so David, shall I say, Maura and John's wedding. Now, the apostle is going to call the John after the end, the wedding, and see Tom and Doug's car. The apostle is going to go. It's the same. So that's those rules. Now, this gets a lot of these things English people don't even know, so don't worry if it gets confusing. If two people own separate things, okay, the apostrophe and S is for each person. So if you say John's and Maura's books, both the books belong to Maura and John. They both are books. Therefore, there's an apostrophe on each of the two names at the end of the, you know, there's an S on the end. An apostrophe precedes those. John's and Dan's pants. We both have pants. Well, I hope you do. And it's the same. John's and Maura's offices. Now, you work in a school, you work in an office, I work in an office. So, we both have an office. And, listen, I'm going to end it there. It's like 11 minutes. If you're happy with that, I will. If you're happy for it, and it's up to you, I don't mind. You can say if you want to do something else, but there's a the next one would be pronouns, which is interesting, I think, and I think that's a big one, pronouns. So if you're happy to do that next week, let me know and I'll do another one for you, and that's fine. So I'm going to send this to you and tell me what you think, and I'll speak to you soon. Okay then, take care.